The New England Patriots get 2 weeks to prepare for their next game after their 38-3 win over the New York Jets in Foxborough yesterday. The Patriots secured the number 2 seed and a first-round bye for the AFC playoffs. It's the 9th consecutive season that the Patriots have gotten to sit out the first round of the playoffs. Wide receiver Philip Dorsett says the rest is key.
We knew that this was a playoff game because if we win this game, that means we win next week, basically saying we don't play. So that's a win for us. I think a lot of guys needed a rest, too. So we're pretty banged up. So we needed this game. We wanted to go out there and be physical and just set a tone for this team going into the playoffs.
Joining us now to break down yesterday's win and to look ahead to the postseason, we're joined by ESPN.com's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, almost. Just how important is a first-round bye in the playoffs for the Patriots?
Well, it is very important. You just heard Philip Dorsett mention the rest, and they have some key players that are banged up. Their captain and safety, Devin McCourty, went out of yesterday's game after getting evaluated for a concussion during the game, so that gives him another week to recover. If they were playing this next weekend, it would be a shorter time frame, and he might not be ready for action. And another key player, Cordarrelle Patterson, who didn't play in yesterday's game, it gives him more time to be ready for playoff action.
And then, of course, another key player, quarterback Tom Brady. There's been a lot of concern about, you know, whether he's hurt. What did his performance yesterday, including, four touchdown passes, do to perhaps ease those concerns, or not really?
Well, it did. And, you know, first you look at the competition. The team they were playing, the New York Jets, is one of the weaker teams in the league, and they actually had fired their head coach after the game. So they weren't the best competition. The next teams the Patriots see are going to be much tougher. That being said, Tom Brady looked different than he did the couple weeks before. He was moving better. He was more decisive throwing the ball. You mentioned the 4 touchdown passes. He was also 24 of 33 overall for 250 yards. He got everyone involved. And one of his teammates said, you know, he makes it look so easy, but it's not really easy.
The goal of many NFL teams is a balanced offense, right? They can move the ball both by running it and throwing it. And that seemed to be what was happening yesterday. Do you think that's what we'll see in the playoffs as well?
It was exactly what was happening yesterday. You know, the Patriots really want to be balanced between the run and the pass. And what they were saying after the game was that the Jets were really taking away the run. So while they kept trying to run it to stay balanced, they had to lean a little bit more to the pass. So what they want to do is adjust, you know, and depending on how each game unfolds, they sort of adjust accordingly.
And tell us about the defense.
The defense was excellent. They forced 3 turnovers, recovering 3 different fumbles, and also converted on 2 different fourth down situations to get the ball back for their offense, which is almost like 2 turnovers. This is a different unit when it plays at home compared to the road, and that's why it was so important for them to get that bye and ensure that they're at home at least through the divisional round.
So now the Patriots will play the highest remaining seed that emerges out of next weekend's games, which will pit the Colts against the Texans and the Chargers against the Ravens. So how do the Patriots stack up? What team would they definitely not want to face?
Well, they're all going to be tough for different reasons. So you could probably pick any of them and really make a strong argument for that. I think what many people would pick is the Baltimore Ravens as the team you don't want to face, only from a standpoint of they have come into the stadium before in the past and won, which a lot of teams haven't done, so they wouldn't be intimidated to come up to Gillette Stadium. But the other teams are good as well, and the Patriots have shown they can beat anyone when they play their game, but they can also lose to anyone if they have an off day. So really anything could happen.
All right. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR. Thanks for coming in, and we'll talk with you in the new year.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.